Conco Ecricom 2007, épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 7. Not so shocking. Ask people if they would buy a new electric car, and most will respond blankly. After all, electric cars have not been seen in large numbers for nearly a century, and the golf carts and milk floats that represent electrified transport today are hardly the sort of vehicle to win many people over. Tesla Motors aims to alter that perception. The venture, based in California and financed by Elon Musk, the founder of PayPal, and Larry Page and Sergey Brin, the co-founders of Google, has unveiled a two-seat sports car. It will cost $89,000, and Tesla aims to sell a couple of thousand of them before introducing a cheaper, four-seat version. The car's design alone is likely to turn old-fashioned notions of electric cars on their head. Beyond that, Tesla makes three audacious claims. The first is that the vehicle accelerates from 0 to 100 kilometers, or 60 miles per hour, in just 4 seconds. That is faster than a Ferrari. The second is that it can travel 400 kilometers on an overnight charge from an ordinary 240-volt socket. The third is that it is more environmentally friendly than a petrol-driven equivalent. There is no doubting its breathtaking quickness, and the range of 400 kilometers is a heroic accomplishment made possible by the use of advanced lithium-ion batteries and lightweight carbon fiber bodywork. Dr. Musk, the firm's chairman, concedes that racing Ferraris all the time would reduce the range somewhat, but points out that using the American government's methodology, the car's fuel efficiency is the equivalent of 52.5 kilometers per liter of petrol. The average new American car gets less than 12 kilometers per liter. The grand claims of greenery might sound a bit fishy, given that most electricity is made from fossil fuels. But several studies have shown that electric vehicles which draw their power from a grid that is itself half coal-fired, as America's is, produce less in the way of greenhouse gases than an average petrol-driven car. Tesla, though, aims to be even greener than that, according to Dr. Musk. The firm plans to offer optional solar photoelectric systems to be set up as a carport at home that will be able to power the cars for 80 kilometers a day without having to draw on the grid. Given that the average driver travels less than this, the idea promises, as Dr. Musk puts it, to make our cars energy positive, for those with Santa Monica's reliable sunshine at least. Fin du texte numéro 7.